This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
There's a meth-dealing mayor that we'll be talking about coming up here in moments.
And I didn't do it.
Nope, not me either. I've not been a meth dealer nor a mayor. But Fairfax, Virginia, that mayor, Richard Scott Silverthorne, was arrested Thursday at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Tyson's Corner. Why? Well, because he allegedly gave methamphetamine to an undercover detective in exchange for a sexual encounter. And this kind of harkens back to the story of that guy, was Rob Ford in Toronto?
Remember one? See, when I think of mayors near the D.C. area, I automatically think Mary.
That's an old story, though, right? That's like a couple, few decades old.
From like the 80s or 90s.
Yeah. And then
Whitney Houston around the same time was asked a question about crack, and she said, crack is whack. Not, I don't do it.
Right.
Just, crack is whack. Well, okay, you could think that crack is whack and still smoke it all the time.
That's true. And so Rob Ford, if you may recall, was the mayor of Toronto who was busted for, well, not really busted initially, but caught on video smoking crack cocaine with people. And that was just a few years ago, maybe like 4 years ago or something like that.
Probably.
Didn't he die?
He did pass away recently. I don't remember if he lost a re-election bid or if he stepped down, but then he ran for city council. And he was serving on the city council after this incident.
Right.
When he passed away, he was city councilor.
So we'll go to your calls and thoughts. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about the meth-dealing mayor here in moments, and your calls are welcome about anything. Also, we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go to Parker. He's in Wenatchee, Washington, listening online. Hey, Parker.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to LRN for a long time, probably about maybe a few months now, like 3 or 4 months now. And I was kind of wondering, what other radio networks do you know of that puts out the kind of content that you guys at LRN put out?
Okay, so you're referring to LRN, which is the Liberty Radio Network. It is a little network that you and I program, Daryl.
Yes.
That's based here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's got dozens of Liberty-oriented podcasts on it. It has nearly a dozen live shows that are produced throughout the week at various different times. There are some other libertarian radio networks out there. There are also a bunch of kook networks, and so, you know, there's the kook networks, the conspiracy networks are far more popular. If you actually look at the other libertarian networks, and off the top of my head,
I can think of two off the top of my head.
Okay.
Freedom Phalanx Radio
Network.
Yeah, that
was the one I was thinking of.
I believe they actually carry this show.
This show?
I believe
really?
So.
Okay.
And then there's also Liberty Talk FM that started out originally as Ron Paul Radio, and then it's gone through a couple of rebrandings over the past couple of years. And there's actually somebody that's looking to start a new one on the seacoast of New Hampshire with a slightly different sort of focus than what LRN does.
So a question for you guys would be, because I've tried to get like my parents or my family to listen to LRN.fm. I keep on telling them, hey, there's this great radio network that you should listen to. It's all about libertarianism. You should check it out. How would you try and get a person who's like a statist or someone who is maybe borderline libertarian or non-libertarian to listen to the LRN, to the Liberty Radio Network? How would you convince them that it's in their best interest to listen to this kind of content?
That is a tough question, and I could not tell you the answer to it. I mean, if they already like talk radio, you might be able to get them to sample it. If they're not already a talk radio listener, then it will be very hard to get someone to move, I think, from, say, music listening to talk listening, especially if it's on topics they're not familiar with or interested in.
And one way you could do it is if you're, you know, hanging out with them, be like, oh, there's a show that I like that's on right now. Can we listen to it? And then you start listening to the program
with them
in the room.
That would be a way to go about it. You could also broadcast LRN.FM on FM radio or AM radio in your local area. And, of course, the FCC doesn't generally like that. But you can do it, and it's relatively affordable. And then you'll be reaching all kinds of status, not just your friends, but you know, people in the general surrounding area. And there are specific instructions and equipment recommendations, I believe, over at station.lrn.fm. FM. So if you go there,
and this has to do with AMP and fans, right? Like advertising, marketing, and promoting, which is one thing. I think that might be affiliated with you or another. And then there's fans, which is I forget.
Friends and numerous supporters. Okay, so you're talking about the AMP program, which is for Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. That's a way to get behind our show for $5 a month and get some perks.
Right, and then your fans program is what I have that I totally ripped off the AMP program. And
we were ripping off the Twit Network, I believe it was, This Week in Tech.
Daryl, I mean, can you really rip off your own thing? Come on.
Well, no, it's just borrowing ideas. I mean, rip off is a nasty way of saying borrowing a good idea from somebody else. Parker, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck out there. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. Unfortunately,
And then, you know, speaking of can you rip off your own idea, well, there was the federal lawsuit of John Fogerty v. John Fogerty, where it was ruled that John Fogerty wrote a song that sounded too much like a song that John Fogerty had written, and then John Fogerty had to pay John Fogerty $10 million.
Well, I can't say I've heard of that one. That's an interesting
story. Yeah, so what it was, he had signed with a different record label than what owned the previous stuff that he did when he was a member of a band. And he wrote a song that sounded too much like something that he had written with the band. And so it was basically one record label suing the other record label.
Okay, so it wasn't actually
on
John
behalf of. It wasn't actually John Fogerty suing John Fogerty.
Okay.
But the lawsuit was Fogerty v. Fogerty.
Okay, so it was.
Yes, because they were suing on his behalf against the record label on his behalf.
That's insane.
Yes.
Oh, copyright. So, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, the libertarian perspective just isn't in demand in the United States. And, you know, that's why we're kind of a niche. And so it's interesting, for people to listen to what we do. And, you know, we've managed to have some level of success here on Free Talk Live with over 170 radio stations picking up the show at various different times throughout the week across the United States. I mean, that's definitely a success. There's no doubt about it. The only other show out there that's on the radio, broadcast radio, that's like ours is the Freedom Fiends, and they've got maybe 30-something affiliates nationwide. Besides that, there really isn't much out there in syndicated radio that is of a liberty-minded perspective, which is why I suggested, you know, if you can get us on broadcast radio, if you can get Just Free Talk Live on, that's great. You can always call your local talk station and ask for us. But if you really want to take matters into your own hands, running your own radio station is a relatively affordable thing to do. I think it's really good activism.
And when you say affordable, you're talking a couple $100s?
You could get some cheap broadcast equipment for a couple hundred. If you put in a couple thousand, then you'll get some really nice equipment. So, I mean, if you think about the amount of money that you would spend just applying for a broadcast license from the FCC, that's, you know, just a fraction.
Oh, that's probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds.
So, go to LRN.FM, and then there's a broadcast menu up there that'll give you more information about that. Let's go to Mark. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hey, first, before I jump in to help that guy out that's trying to convince his parents to listen to the stage, I'd like to do a shout-out to Adama. Hey, Adama, how you doing? It's Marco.
Okay. We don't do shout-outs, Polo.
Oh, okay, he didn't hear that. Ignore that. Spike it. Okay, you still there?
Yeah, we're just waiting on you to talk about something.
Okay.
We got all night.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's free, right? So I can just keep going and going. All right.
No, you don't.
All right,
you don't get that.
All right. Okay, we won't. I'll just make it quick now. Get right to the point.
Yeah.
The
That'd be preferred.
He can threaten his parents, or he could, like the government does for us anyhow with health care, we're threatened to get health care, so it should be following the same line.
Both of those are absolutely horrible ideas.
Okay, or he can force them to do it. And what I would recommend is he goes to his local hardware store, get a few feet of rope, maybe a couple handcuffs.
That would not be a particularly good way to introduce anyone to libertarianism. Thank you, Mark. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got toll-free numbers and the Skype. You can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever is on your mind. You don't have to talk about the meth-dealing mayor out of Fairfax, Virginia, which we barely scratched the surface of here so far tonight. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
On this live Saturday edition of the program, the mayor of the city of Fairfax, according to NBCWashington.com, has been arrested after he allegedly gave methamphetamine to an undercover detective in exchange for a sexual encounter. We'll tell you more about him in moments. First, Ted is on the line in Greenfield, Indiana, listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Ted. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my question was, I've heard and read a lot of different things about the Libertarian Party, so I wanted to get it straight from the horse's mouth. But what are your guys' core values, and how would they mesh up with somebody like me that is, you know, extremely conservative to the point of being a nationalist?
Well, that's an interesting question. Let's I'm going to have you handle this one, Daryl, as someone who actually ran for the presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party. Sadly, you did not receive it. The Libertarian Party instead went with a non-libertarian as their presidential nominee. So be very careful. Just want to put the warning out there to listeners. When you hear the Libertarian presidential candidate speaking, be warned, that man does not understand the principles of liberty, but Daryl does. So why don't you go ahead and take a crack at it and tie in, as he said, to a conservative, because libertarianism can appeal to all kinds of people.
Right, and there are some people, such as the presidential nominee, who wants to try to say that libertarians are fiscal conservatives who happen to be socially liberal. And that, while, yes, people that abide by libertarian philosophy tend to be fiscally conservative and socially liberal, but that's the end result of the philosophy. The philosophy is underpinned, or the underpinning of the philosophy is that nobody has a right to initiate force against another human being for political or social means. So that means I cannot come over to your house and take your stuff because I can do better things with it. I also can't decide that, you know what, I'm going to go get the big guy with lots of guns down the street to come over to your house and take your stuff because we can do better things with it. You also don't have the right to come take my stuff for the same reasons. So that then basically it, winds up being more a live and let live sort of attitude, but it's based on that grounding philosophy that nobody has a right to initiate force. So you're asking how would I appeal to a nationalist? And I personally would not try to appeal to a nationalist to try to get them to accept libertarianism unless that person is willing to wind up changing some of the beliefs that they have.
Well, now, hold on. Before I understand where you're coming from, Daryl, but I guess I'd like Ted to define what a nationalist first is, because if we don't have our terms correct, we're not communicating appropriately. So go ahead, Ted. What does it mean to be a nationalist to you?
To me, that the global economy does not come first, that America comes first. Our nation is numero uno on priority list.
And see, now a libertarian would be someone who believes that the individual comes first, meaning that you as an individual would be able to decide with whom you do business anywhere in the world or down the street from you, whatever is most profitable for you or whatever your values are in how you make a decision on what to buy or what to sell and what kind of business to do. That should be up to you, not up to some set of bureaucrats at the town or state or federal level, or the global level. So I don't think that, if you want to have your own little nation, if you want to have, a group of people who agree with your concepts come together and not force your way on others, that's okay with me. But the problem with nationalism as it typically occurs is the nationalists will use the force of the state to promote their interests, whatever it is that they think is important. They will use the threat of violence against peaceful people. So if I want to trade with somebody in Iran, for instance, the federal government will point guns at me and possibly throw me into a cage over that. And I say that's not okay. What do you think, Ted?
Well, no, I don't think it is either, but I'm not talking about using violence. I'm referring to, for example, companies that do business here and want to have all the benefits of doing business here, but don't want to do the business here, if that makes any sense.
That does not make any sense at all.
Are you talking
about Burger King?
No, I've nothing about Burger King.
Because I know a lot of people got upset when Burger King moved their headquarters to Canada to try to avoid some tax that people are often told, if you don't like the taxes, then leave. And so they left, and then people were saying, but they can't leave to avoid taxes.
No, and to some degree, I mean, I'm kind of torn on that. I can see when you do things like that, it is damaging to the American economy. But overtaxation is damning to us also.
Well, right. So if you want America to be the best place in the whole world, and arguably right now it is not on the charts of economic freedom, it is in the 15 to 20 range instead of where you would think it would be, which would be the top of the charts. It's not. Hong Kong, Singapore, other countries are besting it on a regular basis. If you want America to truly be an exceptional place, then it should be the most free place, because the most freedom equals the most, the healthiest economy, the most wealth. And while the U.S. is a very wealthy nation, it is sort of floating on some of its earlier successes where it was less regulated and less taxed in the past. So ultimately, having more freedom will get you that stronger economy that you're looking for. But the problem is, a lot of the nationalists believe that they need to use the force of the state for protectionist means, where they will punish, with the threat of violence, other people for doing business in ways they don't want them to.
No, I wouldn't even dream of, using force to do it. I mean, I would consider economic sanctions, against companies that want to move their workforce over to Mexico so they can...
What does that mean, an economic sanction? What does that mean?
Basically tax the living shit out of the...
As somebody has to wind up, if I don't willfully hand over my money, then somebody will show up and forcefully take the money from me. So, yes, taxation is force. Economic sanctions are force. You don't get to say that it's not force because the first step isn't throw somebody in a cage or shoot them with a gun.
Right, because every government program, every government tax regulation is always backed by the threat of force. That's what makes the government different, is it's the monopoly on violence. And it's very good at sort of precluding
people. It's not just a monopoly on violence, it's a monopoly on the initiation of violence.
Well, right.
Because you can use violence in defense.
True. That's true. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The principles of liberty, we can talk about those. We're pretty good at that. Also, you can bring up anything you want to discuss as well. And take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition. We'll talk about a meth-dealing mayor coming up when we get a chance, but your calls come first. 855-450-FREE.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, we've been talking about just the ideas of liberty in general here in response to a couple of the calls that have come in. And one of the things that liberty-minded people are doing in the last couple of decades that's pretty exciting is gathering together in geographic areas to increase our influence. And one of the most noteworthy is the Free State Project and the Shire Society, people coming to New Hampshire. But one of the other players out there is the Liberland Project. It's a European micronation that has recently had recognition proposed by seven Polish legislators. So what they're trying to do is establish this tiny little plot of land that is in between Serbia and Croatia. It's like three square miles, I believe it is, or 7 square miles, or somewhere in that range. Very, very small. And so what they're trying to do is get that recognition happening from other nations. It's their top priority, and really it's a matter of just keeping their name in the news. The Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland. Roger Veer, who is a friend of the show and owner of Bitcoin.com, has stated is financial support for Liberland, and Liberland has pointed out that the base of their economy is going to be Bitcoin. Nearly 500,000 people have registered on their website, with more than 100,000 requesting citizenship. But Liberland is a small place, so to qualify for citizenship, you've got to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So to learn more, go to liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org.
It's 2.7 square miles.
Thank you. Yeah, 7 kilometers or whatever. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Still to come here, we're going to talk about the mayor of Fairfax, Virginia, or I should say the former mayor. They have an interim mayor in his place at the moment because the mayor was arrested recently in a meth-for-sex bust. We'll tell you more about it. But first, Sean's on the line in New Jersey listening to WOBM. Hey, Sean.
How you doing?
Hey, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was been listening to you guys for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, and I understand everything you're saying, but I'm just trying to figure out how is this going to be accomplished in terms of, like, there's a lot of people. I think it's great that everybody should leave everybody alone, let them do what they want, but how do you enforce that? How do we defend ourselves from people that don't want that?
Well, generally, you can defend yourself with self-defense mechanisms, like, you know, training yourself with physical hand-to-hand combat, or, you know, using some sort of tool. You can also hire people to protect you and insure you from harm as well. So you can have both protection service, like the police, or as some sort of insurance company as well. And who knows really what the marketplace will come up with, because what we're talking about here is just basically ending coercion. That doesn't mean the police would have to go away or some sort of protection service like the police. I think people want to feel like there are men with guns that they can call if they need to, who will protect them as best they can or
and
investigate.
We've covered stories on this show before about neighborhoods that they're not getting the quote-unquote service they would expect from the police departments, so they've gone to private security companies. And the private security companies make regular patrols through the neighborhoods, and those neighborhoods wind up being a lot safer
right.
than they were beforehand, or any of the surrounding neighborhoods that are not being patrolled.
Check out the Threat Defense Center. It is one of the most successful, I think, examples of what you're talking about, Daryl, where they've taken over in Detroit for a lot of people, protecting them and doing a much better job than the police are. In fact, some of the police departments in Detroit have basically shut down their offices or are only answering calls between certain hours. And so Threat Defense Center has really come in there and done some amazing work. Go ahead.
I wasn't talking about locally as much as nationally.
Are you talking about the fear of invasion or something like that?
Well, a very real fear if there's no defense.
Well, pretty much there's not that much defense right now if you think about it. The U.S. military is spread all around the globe attacking other places or, you know, just standing there and, you know, guarding those places. There are some military people here, obviously, but generally the thing is with the government military is they're first and foremost going to protect their own. They're going to protect their own targets. They're going to protect the government buildings, the military complexes, things like that, over your house and your family and your neighborhood. So having a decentralized method of defense is much more effective, in my opinion, because if there's no centralized targets for this, you know, big bad enemy, whoever it is in the world, to attack, then it's going to be a lot harder to take over any given landmass, especially if that landmass is well armed. So if somebody were to try to invade, let's say, New Hampshire, where there are guns everywhere, they're going to have a much more difficult time than, let's say, California, where guns are
Chicago.
Basically prohibited. So, wasn't it, I forget the admiral's name, but wasn't there some, you know, classic World War II quote about why the Japanese didn't want to actually invade the United States because there'd be a gun behind every blade of grass?
Yeah, and that's also part of why Hitler never invaded Switzerland.
Yeah, exactly right. So I would say, you know, the idea, Sean, that the government is out there protecting you is nothing more than BS. I mean, they're your greatest threat. They're the people that are threatening you constantly with jail if you don't do what they say, if you don't pay them what they demand, and other governments around the world aren't doing that to you.
Well, I'm not arguing that point. I do agree with you. I just wonder. When you talk about, if we all have a gun in our house, that's fine. But I'm talking about
You're talking about you want to force people to pay for things that you want
well,
to pay
no,
for.
No. He hasn't said that. He hasn't said that. He's just uncertain.
I'm not saying that at all.
What I'm hearing from you is you're uncertain about the future. In a world without the state that we propose on this show, there's an uncertain future. Like, what does that look like? That can be scary for people, and that's really what I'm hearing here. If you're talking about, like, okay, sure, if everybody's got guns, that's fine, but what about anti-aircraft missiles and things like that?
Exactly.
If that's something that people demand, then the marketplace will provide it. There will be companies who, you know, if there are people like you who say, I'm willing to pay for anti-aircraft missiles to be installed in my, you know, in my area, somebody's going to install those anti-aircraft missiles. But if I, as a, you know, peacenik or whatever, don't want to pay for those anti-aircraft missiles, I shouldn't be forced to, right?
Well, in a perfect world, we wouldn't need any of it, but you can go back thousands and thousands of years.
Sure, but you didn't answer my question. You can have your anti-aircraft missiles if you're willing to pay for them, along with other people who are willing to pay for them, because obviously you probably can't afford one by yourself. But if I don't want to participate in that project, I should be free to opt out of it, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're on board. Welcome to libertarianism. Thanks for the call tonight, Sean. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. As long as you aren't willing to force others to pay for the things or programs or whatever that you think is important, then you're a libertarian. You know, you can come up with whatever kind of, well, I mean, generally, that's generally true. Unless your program is to go and attack people without warning, then you wouldn't be a libertarian. But as far as, like, defense is concerned, I think that would be relatively popular. I don't think it would be that hard to raise money for defenses like that, because there are so many people who are afraid of what lurks out there in the rest of the world. They would pony up for that.
Yeah, and the classic example is, well, what about the schools and what about the roads? Well, schools existed just fine before the government started forcing people to attend them and then decided to build these really expensive day prisons.
And that is what they are. Where I was growing up, the elementary school I went to is actually designed by the same architect who designed the prison, so from the outside, they looked very similar. And the insides function similarly, too, in a lot of ways. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're invited to join us here, and you can bring up what you want on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want, live Saturday edition of the program. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us if you're on Skype. We've also got toll-free lines. For those of you who want to call us the old-fashioned way, you can call up at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. Read the latest news or even engage with the community on our Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. The source for all your Bitcoin needs and news is Bitcoin.com. Great place to go whether you're brand new to Bitcoin or you've been around for a long time. Bitcoin.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we got Hans on the line in Idaho Falls. Hans, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
Hey, I wanted to make a couple of points. First is, it seems to me that a lot of the underlying assumptions with the whole libertarian approach that you advocate overlook a lot of the realities of the modern world.
Okay.
For example, if we were to take away the centralized government to the extent that you're talking about, it seems like a lot of the securities and protections for the free market that you advocate would essentially go away and would create a circumstance where that market would not really be possible in a lot of ways. The other kind of underlying fallacy is that having a market-based approach that you talk about really creates a circumstance where the most vulnerable among us, the weakest, the less fortunate, really are the ones that would suffer the most under that type of a circumstance, because they wouldn't have the resources, they wouldn't have the means, they wouldn't have the advocacy to be able to advocate for themselves. There are just certain fundamental things that a centralized government provides
And
we're not saying that libertarianism would be a utopia and that it would be all sunshine, lollipops, and unicorns. What we are saying is that it is immoral to force people to do things, and that force is wrong, and governments are founded on force. So therefore, governments by their very nature are immoral.
But further, Daryl, I mean, it's the moral statement is a fine thing to make, and that's obviously the basis of libertarianism. But what he's bringing up is an objection about, like, the less fortunate. I'm going to address the last part first here.
Right.
And,
but,
well, hold on.
I hear the objection all the time, and I just want to say that the objection completely misses the point that we're making, that forcing people to do stuff is immoral. Go ahead with your thought.
Okay, that's fine. But there are people who want to help others, and, of course, it's wrong to use force, initiated force, to try to help others. I agree with you there, Daryl. But it's also false to believe that the less fortunate would be worse off in a free market. The fact is the less fortunate would be better off in a free marketplace because there wouldn't be a predatory government out there ruining their lives. I don't know about you, but I've sat in courtrooms time and time again. It's kind of a hobby, a very bizarre hobby of mine to go and record video of my friends when they're in court. And a lot of times I'll just sit there through various different hearings, and it's less fortunate person after less fortunate person, you know, poor person after poor person being run through the mill and being shaken down for hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in fines, thrown into a prison cell when most of the time all they did was have an open container or, you know, bag of marijuana or something like that. These people's lives are made worse by the existence of the state. And further, if the idea is to help people, then not taxing people is a big way to help not only the poor, but also allow the rich to give more to charity and allow more charities to sprout up in the absence of state welfare programs. So it's just false to believe that in the absence of coercion, that people who are less well off will be somehow worse off.
So let me ask you guys a question then. Okay.
Sure.
So that assumption essentially, what you just described assumes that without any type of centralized force mechanism or any centralized type of government, that there is not going to be any type of that the market will solve these problems more efficiently than a centralized government.
Absolutely, it would.
What happens then if you take away any type of force of law or any type of mechanism to provide for law? I mean, essentially, you rely on people and their goodwill to or the market itself to justify that law and to enforce that law. And if there's one thing history's taught us, is that if you leave those type of centralized enforcement mechanisms outside of the central law, then cartels or corrupt corporations or other things take advantage of those circumstances, and they prey upon those who are the most weak.
But corporations only exist because of the government. It gives them legal protections. But further, if people want protection, then they're going to hire the honest people to protect them. They're not going to hire dishonest people. The thing is, once you take out the threat of force from the equation, you don't have things like the centralized one-size-fits-all government police who are going to get a paycheck regardless of how they treat people, regardless of how many innocent, peaceful people they put in a prison cell or, you know, extinguish their lives. You know, we've seen the police killing hundreds of innocent people in the United States every year recently, and there's no way that the people of that given area can do anything besides protest. They can't,
okay.
You know, if they pull their money from that corrupt organization, that corrupt cartel known as government, then they will have that cartel target them. That's all the government is. They're just the most successful criminal gang in any given area. If you don't have a monopoly over the initiation of force, then you have a marketplace for protection, and I'm not going to hire somebody to protect me who's known as a thug or, you know, someone who's going to take advantage of others, because
okay,
I get the freedom to choose.
So let's take that line of thought down the road for just a minute. So I'm a small business, and I own a small business,
okay.
And we take away the police, we take away that centralized enforcement mechanism, and we create a situation where people are reliant on for their own security and things like that. What happens when
you don't have to take away the police? So you're wrong already. You can have the police. You just can't have a coercively funded police.
Well, but don't. It's regardless of what type of form the police take, there will always be some people that disagree with certain laws or certain aspects of the police.
Do you know many people who disagree with the murder laws and the arson or rape laws? Do you know anybody who, you know, doesn't want to see those?
There are plenty of people that disagree with how those laws are enforced, with the scope of those laws, with the penalties of those laws. I mean, you can take any law, and there will be people in the United States that disagree with
so. But I'm asking you, do you know anyone personally who wants to abolish murder laws, sir?
No. Okay.
No, I don't either. But there are a lot of people who want to get rid of, say, malum prohibitums, which are prohibitions on behavior that doesn't harm others, like, let's say, prostitution or gambling or drugs. And if the police, whether they're government police or this decentralized, you know, version that's not coercively funded, if they're not going around actually assaulting their own customers, then they'll be protecting people. They'll actually be investigating real crimes like murder and rape. I'd like to see that future.
And without the centralized government, you would have anywhere between 50 to 70% more of your own money that you would then be able to use to hire these private entities that would do a much better job at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, and that's a great argument for people that are well off or even middle class people. But what about the 40% of this country or 30% or whatever the percent is that lives below the poverty line that even if they get that extra money back, that money goes to buying food and paying rent, not paying for security. Can you honestly
have you ever lived in an apartment complex that has security?
Yes.
Okay. So there are, of course, people who can gather together and gather their resources together to hire protection services or whatever. There might also be protection services offered for free. There may be neighborhood watch groups that volunteer to protect their own areas. We've got tools now that are helping decentralize emergency response, like Cell 411, which anybody and poor people still, you know, even if you're poor, you can still afford a smartphone. Every poor person I've seen in recent years has had a smartphone. So if you've got a smartphone, whether it's Apple or Android, you can download Cell 411 from getcell411.com. You can create local cells of, you know, neighborhood watch group or your family members, your friends, and send out alerts to them, and your friends could respond. So there's a lot of different ways that people can self-organize, or, as I said, charities could pick up those balls. But it's never okay. Hey, whatever the excuse is, and the, you know, the excuses you seem to be leaning toward here are, well, what about the poor? That's never an excuse to pick up a gun and point it at your neighbors and say, you got to pay to support people you don't necessarily want
to. And private charities are a lot more efficient than government-run social welfare programs.
By several factors.
Somewhere between like 65 to 75% of stuff gets wasted on overhead.
Great objections. Good conversation. Thanks, Hans. I appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight is 855. 450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We continue here in moments with the live Saturday edition as hour two is right around the corner. And you can join us and bring up anything that's on your mind.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.